I had a question for conservation consultant and Chesterfield rancher Chris Banks, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. As a rancher yourself, as a conservationist, how much do you feel today's farmer rancher is embedded in the whole stewardship proposition of their own land?
I actually really think that there's been a paradigm shift in the last 5 to 10 years, and the perception of we've got to take care of the land has kind of come about by two reasons. One, I would say, I like to call them social directives. It's the outside world looking at ag saying, hey, you've got cows standing in the stream. We see that you've got, we're flowing down into water bodies. And so you've got outside eyes looking at us. And I think that that's kind of caused a paradigm shift and that people are more aware of that now and they're trying to be better about it. But the other thing that I've seen too is, and maybe it's a generational thing, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but it just seems that the attitude of I'm going to take care of this better, there's new options out there to try and improve the way that we grow our crops, the way that we manage our soil health, the way that we apply fertilizer, the way that we apply water. And I think people are latching on to those new ideas that are out there, and they're finding that they're working and that they're improving their bottom line and reducing costs over time. And I think that's probably some of it. I also think, though, that the ag community and the conservation community together are starting to speak up a little bit.
Google Chris Banks Conservation Basics and you'll find him. David Sparks.